This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Highway 69 north out of or into Batesville was closed for a while Thursday afternoon. It had to do with a wide load on an 18-wheeler. Sergeant Wayne Green with the Independence County Sheriff's Office gives us some details.
We had an oversized load going north on Highway 69 up through there. It hung onto some power lines and snapped off some poles. We do have the roadway is open, one lane both ways, and utility crews are still out there working on it.
Of course, utility crews have it finished now, and traffic is flowing very smoothly in and out of Batesville on Highway 69. The Batesville Fire Department is sponsoring a truck pull at the Riverside Park in Batesville on Saturday. Mark with the Batesville Fire Department tells us more.
Saturday, August the 20th at 9 a.m., we're having a truck pull for muscular dystrophy. It's called Flex Your Muscles for MDA. It's going to be down at the river beside the amphitheater. Want everybody to be there if they can. We're going to have firemen set up. They're going to be filling the boot with people, spectators. It's going to be there for donations for muscular dystrophy. Appreciate everything that anybody can give.
Again, the Batesville Fire Department sponsoring a truck pull at Riverside Park in Batesville on Saturday to benefit MDA. And if you'd like to be a part of it or if you'd like to be a spectator, come on down to Riverside Park on Saturday. Authorities have identified a 4-year-old Hot Springs boy who was fatally mauled by a Rottweiler. Ozark police say James Dowling was visiting his grandfather when the dog attacked the boy on Friday. The child was en route by medical helicopter to a Little Rock hospital when his condition worsened and the flight crew landed at Johnson Regional Medical Center in Clarksville. James was pronounced dead at that hospital. Officials say the Rottweiler was in the backyard of James' grandfather when it escaped its pen and attacked the child. Officials say the dog was euthanized and its remains were sent to the Arkansas Department of Health for rabies testing. The men known as the West Memphis Three are scheduled to be in court in Jonesboro today, but lawyers aren't giving details because of a gag order in the case. Damian Eccles, Jesse Miskelly, and Jason Baldwin have each asked for a new trial. They claim DNA evidence will clear them of the 1993 slayings of three Cub Scouts in West Memphis. A federal judge says he will not cut funding for student transfers between the three Central Arkansas school districts until a higher court hears the ongoing desegregation case. In other words, he won't follow the deadline set by a May ruling that cut most of the $70 million a year the districts receive for desegregation efforts. That desegregation effort has been going on for well over 20 years. And Governor Mike Beebe complained about partisanship in Washington during a speech Thursday to the Association of Arkansas Counties, but he joked it wasn't an early announcement or a presidential bid. Beebe says he's not considered running for any other office after his term ends in 2015. Arkansas officials have announced a nearly $2.7 million program aimed at increasing the number of students studying in high-tech fields. The plan involves overhauling the curriculum at some high schools and recruiting more college graduates to teach in areas such as science, engineering, and math. The Independence County Office of Emergency Management Coordinator Glenn Willis says his office and the FBI will be presenting a basic improvised explosion device course in September. Willis said the course is a requirement of a Homeland Security grant the county received. He says the course will be taught at the White River Firefighters Training Center from 1 until 4 p.m. on Thursday, September 22nd. Willis said the classroom course will be taught by an FBI bomb technician and will include basics, explosive awareness, suicide bombers and their recognition, and safety. And Arkansas police agencies are pledging increased traffic law enforcement during the Labor Day holiday, saying officers will work longer hours targeting drunken drivers and the people who aren't wearing seatbelts. The director of the state police, Colonel J.R. Howard, said the goal is to save lives and prevent injuries. The statewide plan is part of a national crackdown on drunken driving, sponsored by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The federal government is putting up $14 million for the national campaign.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.